The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their fields, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter will be a forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Welcome. Today we have special guest Diane Collins with us, and like you've heard me talk all over the internet, we're quantum thinking today. So welcome to our show. This is Making Life Brighter. I'm your host, Winifred Adams, and today we have Diane Collins, who's written the book, Do You Quantum Think? New thinking that will rock your world. Welcome, Diane. Thanks for coming today.
Oh, I'm so pleased to be here with you, Winifred. Thanks for having me.
This is so wonderful. You have the coolest book. It should be a college course.
You know, I have heard that about, I don't know, 5 or 6, 7 times in the last 10 days.
Really?
I think
see,
I better
there you
take
go.
The,
it's quantum thinking
you know,
coming
the clue,
your way.
The clue from the universe, right?
It really is. It really is. You truly should have this in a college setting and teach this entire book. There's so much to this book. It's called Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That'll Rock Your World, and you all out there can go check it out right now as we talk on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, and you have to get this book. It's amazing. So, Diane, tell me what was the impetus for this book, because this isn't just a book and a read. This is a volume, truly, of information.
don't scare people. It's supposed to be an awakening. It is, Do You Quantum Think? The intent of it is to learn two things. One, learn the way your mind works as the creative substance of anything in your life, collectively, individually, and evolutionarily speaking. We know that mind is the creative substance. So that's the first thing we're looking at. And secondly, to learn the principles that are now merging between insights from the cutting-edge science we call quantum. You know, everyone's talking about the quantum, tuning into the quantum. Quantum buzz is everywhere. And what does that mean? And that is now proving, verifying what we've known from ancient wisdom since the beginning of recorded history, from all ancient perennial, we should say, wisdom tradition. So for me, Winifred, it really comes down to when you master your mind, you master your life. And by mind, I mean what we hold in consciousness, what we hold in awareness. Now, we're all aware that we're in a very different time, unprecedented time of change and transformation. All of our systems and structures are undergoing new development. That comes and, you know, it filters back to us as individuals in our lives. We know we're literally making life brighter, making a new world. But the question is, well, how do we do that? Because we all know what to do. The information is there. And what I have been privileged to have come through me as one of the many, you know, the 7 billion wisdom channels on this planet is a way to connect to that within us that enables that awakening and that knowing so that, you know, I was thinking before the show of the famous Gandhi quote, be the change. Be the change you want to see in the world. Well, So it's not about trying to be the change. It's not about working on being the change. It literally is about an instantaneous shift, because that's how life occurs. And I know that you know this, and as a medical intuitive, as taking people to John of God, that when we shift our state, everything shifts with it. So that is the purpose of the Quantum Think the Book, is to connect to that in you that enables the wisdom to integrate and be lived as the walking, talking embodiment of it.
Well, you know what's amazing in this book, Diane, is how you spell out all the different aspects that you draw people in with. And in the beginning of the book, you really make it so that people are becoming aware. For those that aren't aware, people are becoming aware of themselves. And that has to be the first step, because a lot of people who don't even know how they're feeling or thinking, they're just going through life, they aren't aware of what they're feeling to be able to shift something. They're just wandering through life.
Right. As we call it, and we all have some of that, Winifred, you know, the sleepwalking state, imagining that we're awake. But what I do, and this is really what I call my revelation. Wait, one second. I don't know, my voice became so resonant. It's all about the bass, right? No trouble. Anyway, what I discovered or became aware of is that, like everything in this universe, thinking is a system. And so when you look at, and you know, we know this, music is a system. If you want to write songs, right, and sing them on key, you have to, you work creatively, but you work within the parameters of that system. The planets are a system. If we want to be in touch with what are the energy cycles of the time, and I heard your show from last week with the astrologer Michael, it's wonderful. I'm an amateur astrologer myself, so that interested me greatly. And, you know, all these things, even the human-made things, the supermarket is a system, the road is a system, and the importance of the system is that it's the background framework that embraces us, that takes us with it. And that's why I call Quantum Think a system of 21 principles and practices for the mind and awareness. So coming back to, why are people not aware of themselves? And why are all the systems and structures in society in need of change right now? Because the thinking that we have grown up in, all of us, that we've been conditioned by, this background framework that we call the industrial age, that started in the beginning of what's known as scientific materialism. It was the universe as a giant machine, the universe as only physical matter is real. That's what the scientists declared. Now, Quantum Think is not about science. It's about how the discoveries of science have shaped the way we think, the way we be, if you will, in life, and how we can use these discoveries, bringing it into our awareness, the new discoveries, the universe as giant mind.
And as that, we'll be right back. We're going to have more with Diane Collins, and she's going to continue to educate us on the quantum think. So hold that thought. We'll be right back right after these messages. More with Diane Collins and Do You Quantum Think here on Making Life Brighter Radio.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details. www.makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're with us today, and we have special guest Diane Collins, who wrote the book, Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That'll Rock Your World. And indeed, it will rock your world. You have to check out this book. It's amazing. It is such a fantastic read for everybody. It's not just for people that are interested in quantum physics or people that are interested in New Age theories. This is something that can speak to everyone. And Diane was just talking to us about how she structured the book and how she's looking at, for example, systems in our world and how we're so accustomed to our systems. And she was following up with the idea that all of the history has affected us in some way. So, Diane, continue on with that thought process of how our history shaped us and what this does for our thinking.
I will. I just want to say, in regard to Do You Quantum Think, that I love, like you do, Winifred, we love entertainment, and I like to have fun, and I like things to be simple. And, when I went through academia, and I definitely did not want to write an academic intellectual book. It's not about that at all. And we know there's a big difference between intelligence or intellect and awareness, and I think that's what you were, really alluding to in the first segment about, we're all intelligent. We all have genius. We are in this time of evolution for humanity where we are awakening. So the tools that are being put forth through us, and this is one of them, quantum think, is for that awakening. But again, I like to do it in terms of, what's happening in modern culture. What is really what your life is all about every day as you're living your relationships, as you're trying to figure out what is going to be your new expression of your purpose in the world and how you make money and all of that, your spiritual connection, getting yourself healed, whatever that means to you in every area of your life. For all of this, Winifred, we require to become more masterful beings. And in order to become more masterful beings requires knowing what is the creative substance that we've been divinely bestowed with by human birth. Again, that is a mind. It's the mind substance. Mind as consciousness. Mind as energy intelligence. Informed by information that is infinite, that we can connect into. So it's all about connection. Now, we're in a quantum age, but our thinking, which is the main activity of mind, can't get around it. We're in this old way of being conditioned, the either or. Oh no, drop the mind because you've got to get in touch with the heart. Or drop the material because you got to get in touch with the spiritual. That's one of the habits of thinking that we don't even realize we're unaware of that has been conditioned by that, what I lovingly call the old world industrial age worldview, because it was, they wanted, the science of the time wanted to predict and control. Now think of it. If you wanted to predict and control life, nature, how we respond to life, you'd have to say definitively, well, it's either this way or that way, either or. This is how these things subliminally trained the way that we approach life and think. So it's not material or spiritual. It's a multidimensional universe. We are multidimensional beings. Your work is all about that. So it is behooves every one of us now. Oh, wait, we can make a literal quantum leap in consciousness and start to live and think from the quantum principles. Again, now matching and re-merging with the spiritual wisdom. What is that? That life is holistic and holographic. That when we want to make a transformation, it can be done instantaneously, at least in the invisible realms of thought and energy and consciousness. The physical is the denser energy. It takes longer. That's the energy of manifestation. But when we want to shift how we are related to our own mind, to our own thoughts, to the people in our lives, that to ourselves and what we're capable of, what's possible for each of us, that is easy, Winifred. And I even hear what I lovingly call the consciousness crowd. You know, you said not everybody has been on this, path of conscious awakening. Okay, that sounds good. But the people who have even, we don't realize to the extent of which this old world industrial age assumptions have conditioned us. It said life occurs step by step, what we call linear, in a linear process. It's circumstantially based. It's like, let me find out everything about that guy before I agree to say yes to marriage. Or whatever it is, this is how it maps on. And, you know, I'm kidding around about it, but I'm serious at the same time, just to keep it light.
Well, you know, so what I found in your book, Diane, is that you do keep it light. It's humorous throughout the whole thing. It's really not taking ourselves too seriously because, you know, the thinker, the brain, the mechanism that's this conditioned and programmed part of us is
right, and even the brain. We have... You know, the latest information about the brain is, quote, neuroplasticity, which means we can change our brain. Now, the old world view, which said only matter is real, what did we study in school? The brain, the matter. Now we know brain and mind are not the same. Mind, where we could say brain is the transmitter receiver of mind. What is mind? It's this energy intelligent consciousness that we are connected to the infinite mind, and it individualizes as our own mind. So the best metaphor really is the internet, because you go, well, where's the internet? You know, it's not physical. It's not located. In science, they call this non-local mind. Because why does intuition work? How is it that people now are discovering more about, you know, afterlife connection with people who have passed on another dimension? I mean, there's so many different aspects of it. Why is it that planetary energies do have an effect? Why do we feel these things? How can you heal? How can John of God make these kind of non-physical that ends up in the physical, that manifests in the physical, kinds of healing? It's because of the nature of mind. And each one of us, okay, so again, the structures and systems that we live in today, the medical system, the judicial system, that's based in, you know, either or, you're guilty or you're not. You know, we're not even looking at anything. And punishment. We're looking at the medical system, the body as a machine, rather than seeing it as the holistic, multidimensional intelligence that it is. And all these other systems, there's nothing wrong with any of us, I say about on page 3, I hope, in the Geoquantum thing. It's that we've reached a stage in a phase of human evolution where we are ready to take a literal quantum leap beyond that more limited, one-dimensional, machine-like worldview and go into the quantum worldview. And that's what this is all about. So we didn't learn the faculties of mind in traditional education, conventional, I should say, the faculties of intent as the central dynamic that we create with, intuition, subtle energy that we can transmute and convert energy.
Right. Yeah, it's about energy, isn't it?
It's all about the energy, right? It's all mm-hmm. about how light, you know, and it starts with a sound. You're a singer, right? Everything, this is what every spiritual tradition states. The world comes into being with a sound. And you hear, you know, that the
word
spiritual,
of God, the word is vibration, the sound of anything, the vibratory frequency.
In the beginning, there was the word. Right, and it's frequency. So sound becomes light. Light becomes sound, becomes, I don't know the order of things, because
sound
it's not
light,
sequential.
Sound becomes vibratory frequency, right? Because if we get the word's the animating energy that comes into us and animates our body, which is truly sound. It's the sound.
That's exactly it. So when we say, I resonate with that, right?
Right.
Wow, I'm really resonating with your show, Winifred, with you.
I'm resonating with this concept. It's very cool.
And then you realize, and this is what quantum thinking is about, living this consciously with the awareness that you're doing so and making it easy because you get embraced by the system. Once you, that's why I put, it's part one, wake up, why should we quantum think, okay? And part two, live the wisdom.
And when we come back from break, I want to talk about examples and specific examples of how people can begin to learn this wisdom and use it and utilize it. So first of all, becoming aware, like you said, of what's around us and that these constructs are in place and this is sort of what we're dealing with or up against or might find ourselves realizing. And then how do we do what you've said here in this book? What do we do with it? Teach us how. So when we come back, we'll have more from Diane Collins and her amazing book, Do You Quantum Think? New thinking that'll rock your world. You can get her book on Amazon.com and also at Barnes & Noble. And tell us, Diane, where your website, rather.
My website is DianeCollins.com. It's Diane with two N's, DianeCollins.com. And everything's there, all the social media, blog, access to the blog, sign up for the mailing list. You'll get a nice, beautiful, free article that teaches the simple way of quantum thinking.
And we'll be right back with more Diane Collins right after the break. Stay tuned. This is our next step, the quantum thinking.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Making life brighter. Your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype. Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com.
We're making it easier to listen to the Voice America Talk Radio Network live wherever you go on iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android. Download it from the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. We're speaking with Diane Collins today, who wrote the book, Do You Quantum Think? New thinking that'll rock your world. And we're discussing her book, which is, by the way, yes, it's a large book, and it's a fabulous read, and it's something you'll go back to again and again and again, because you'll contemplate different aspects of this book, which is why I said it should be a collegiate course. It's not a massive book. It's an undertaking of an understanding and a new way of thinking that she's presenting, which is so interesting. And it has many aspects to it, where she draws us into the real world and we can align with her as we go through it as though it were a course. So, Diane, you've presented to us, you know, how we are and what we're up against. Now, how do we apply what you're teaching us in this book? How do we quantum think? What do we do to shift it and change our world?
First of all, I want to
make our world better.
I love the question. You know why? Because it's not a how-to. Now, this is the great news, and we're going to go into what I consider one or two of the very important principles right now of the 21 plus 1, as I call it, distinctions in thinking, I call them. But it's not a how-to in the sense that this was my big question. How do we go from merely knowing the wisdom, you know, like as a concept, as an intellect, of teaching it, to actually living it, to actually being the walking, talking, resonating, emanating embodiment of these cosmic divine principles? And that is what I call the art of distinguishing, a new worldview of learning. So as I'm speaking, that's what's going on, is that we're bringing something, this is what it means, the art of distinguishing, to bring something into your awareness right now, in this moment that you're listening, whether you're listening live or beyond space-time in the archives of Winifred's show. Whenever you're listening, in this moment, that in this conversation, we bring something into our awareness in a way that we've never been here before, because in fact, we haven't been in this moment before. And perhaps the principle is new. Perhaps you've heard it before. But the important thing is you bring it into your awareness right now in such a way that it integrates, because it's experiential in this moment, in this, you know, all the masters and sacred teachers have said, you know, be in the now moment. What does it mean? It's being present totally, fully to what is being said now. Now, I want to give the core distinction of quantum think. And it's really the core distinction of quantum physics, which is in quantum physics called the observer effect. In quantum think, I call it observer-created reality, that we're living in an observer-created reality. And in the spiritual wisdom, this is all the same. it's said this way. The world exists on the screen of your own consciousness, or in the words of my friend and mentor who wrote the foreword to my book, Fred Allen Wolf, there ain't no out there out there.
Yeah.
So our reality, this is what it means, the observer effect.
That it is an amazing place to be when you can be the detached observer. And
right. Except,
what I run up against, and I want you to come back to this train of thought, but what I run up against often, or rather I see, and I shouldn't say the words run up against, what I see and witness when people come in and we do healing work here on a quantum level, really, is that people's receptivity is trained away from them. So their ability to actually observe their world is disjointed. It's literally like almost having a broken machine because they're so emotionally traumatized or something else. It's a matter of trying to get all of the old data off the plate so people can actually be receptive to observe their world and then do exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, that's good. That's great. I'm going to give us an exercise in a minute to absolutely get free of that. If you take it off, that will be another distinguishing. But let me just finish on the observer effect, because being an observer does not mean you're detached. That's the only thing I wanted to just tweak that a little, what you said, because what you're saying is so very, very important, which is that we need to, and I would say it in my words of saying what you just described, is that we need to have a new relationship with our own thoughts, with what comes through our mind. And we'll do that in a minute, live now. We'll make that shift. But let me finish just a little bit more on the observer effect. What this means is that what we hold in our awareness in any given moment literally gives us our experience of life. So we're having thoughts. We're ascribing some kind of meaning to that thought. And that meaning is giving us our emotional experience. So the observer-created reality, from the science, it meant that the instrument of observation was always affecting the particle of energy trying to be observed. So there was no objective reality out there. See, the old world saw everything only in the physical. Now, in the physical, we look separate. It looks like there's an what we call the external world, or we look separate from each other and the objects around us. But from a quantum worldview, there are distinctions in the physical, but no actual separation. We're in this constant exchange of energy intelligence. And we, as human observers, are the focal point. How we habitually hold, our patterns of thinking, what we choose to hold in mind in the moment, literally has an effect on that which we see. So if we look at someone, and, I often use the interpretation of you're going into a meeting with a new client or someone you want as a client, and what are you holding in your observation? You're holding conclusions, fixed ideas, things that you are holding as the quote truth or the way it is about that person. Well, he's never done business with someone like me before, or he doesn't I got a better example. Let's say you're talking to someone and you want to talk to them about this multidimensional awakening reality, right? But you're holding in yourself these fixed ideas. See, the industrial age wanted predict and control. They saw physical objects as solid and fixed. Today we know there's nothing solid and fixed. It's all energy and flux informed by intelligence, shifting and changing. And we, again, as human beings, have an effect on how we choose to hold it. So if you're choosing to hold the idea that, well, I understand this, but other people won't, which, of course, I don't hold that idea, or I could never do the work of quantum thinking, is that that is going to shape what happens when you have a conversation. Oh, these people are going to think I'm crazy because I believe in, you know, spiritual instantaneous healing, you know, and those type of what we call miracles. But they're going to think I'm crazy. Well, when you go into a conversation, Winifred, with that, those ideas in your mind, that is absolutely, I don't want to say absolutely, that's shaping the relational field between you and the person you're talking to.
Right.
And
right.
You're sort of honing in on that set of coordinates. It's like, you know, what's the reality of where you are on the internet, whatever you click in on. So if you click in on that reality, now, the important principle underlying all of quantum reality is that there are no absolutes other than what you would think of as eternal divine. But for everyday human activity, human life, everything is always in flux. That's the good news, because that means, how, okay, what do we do to deal with these fixed ideas? Ideas that you have about your upbringing or experiences that you've had that have just really plagued you emotionally, like in the worst way. What do you do with it? This is how you quantum think it. You create a new relationship with it. Because it's those experiences, Winifred, are not going away. These thoughts that you have, they're not going away, but you don't have to have an identification with them. And this is the real-time live experience right now. Make a distinction between a thought that you initiate, that you are choosing consciously, that's originating right now with you, and a thought that I call it just visits from the thoughtosphere. These automatic, you know, the old worldview was called
spontaneous thought,
mechanical.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways, not to insult, we became mechanical in the way that we approach, in our habits of thinking, in our habits of relating, in our habits of emoting, even emotional. I call them least action pathways, the least creative action, the most, you know, the way the energy goes like a rut, just because it's been that route before. But we're not stuck with it. So just as we say, and everybody's, I know, familiar with this, where we go, spirit told me. Something spoke to me. I got the silent tap on the shoulder, I like to say. Go this way, Winifred, instead of that way. Well, we're picking up intel. We're picking up divine intelligence. We're picking up human intelligence. So when I like to call the thoughtosphere the mind field, we're in invisible fields of this energy intelligence.
And we Diane, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more Diane Collins, and she's going to get to exactly what it is that is the outcome of that whole entire train of thought of quantum thinking as you experience it. And that's what she's talking about, is the experience of what your brain and mind is doing. And we'll be right back with more Diane Collins here on Making Life Brighter Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Journey to John of God for healing with your guide, medical intuitive Winifred Adams. Experience healing with the world's most revered transmedium, John of God. Witness incredible healings, visit the sacred waterfall, and experience the heart-opening wonders of the Casa de Dominacio in Brazil. For more information, visit MakingLifeBrighter.com. Tune in and visit the archived shows to learn of the miraculous healing with John of God. Special offer when you mention you heard it on the Health and Wellness Channel. See the website for details, www.MakingLifeBrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, your health and healing resource. With 20 years of successful healing, medical intuitive Winifred Adams has assisted thousands of people with their health and emotional well-being, including a celebrity clientele. An expert in emotional healing and body system health, Winifred specializes in emotional trauma and hard-to-solve cases. An official guide to John of God, Winifred works with people from all over the world to facilitate optimum health. Visit MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information and a discount off your first session. Appointments available in person or by Skype.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
Hi, and we're back. This is Making Life Brighter Radio. If you want to send us an email, you can email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you'd like to comment about the show today or any of the shows that we've done, or you have a suggestion for something you'd like to hear, please email me at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. We're speaking today with Diane Collins, and she was talking about her quantum thinking book, and she was actually on a very good train of thought. So I want to jump right back into that because we have just a few minutes left and have her complete that entire thought, because this book is really something, and if you don't have a copy of this book, you should go out and get it and definitely read this. It will change you. It will absolutely transform you. It's Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That'll Rock Your World, and you can go to DianeCollins.com. That's Diane with two N's, and you can buy it at Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble. So, Diane, please go back into what you were saying and how we apply this in a way, and I don't want to use words that are outside of your system, so please go ahead.
You're great. Okay, well, we're really talking about having a conscious relationship with your own thinking as a system and with your own thoughts as what's coming into your mind field moment by moment, because those thoughts and the meanings we give those thoughts are what's giving us our experience. And you and I were talking earlier about resonance, that all of life is resonance. What we resonate, we emanate. And because of the scientific principle that's called sympathetic resonance, you know, like if the opera singer sings beyond the frequency range and the glass shatters, because we are kind of like resounding beings. And what we are resonating, we do attract. And that frequency range that we stay in. So what we're saying is, you know, our habits and patterns of thinking are creating our resonance. And we have the power to shift our resonance in an instant. When we realize that the thoughts that we're having that I called before the break, make a distinction between the thought you're initiating by choice and a thought that's just visiting, because this is how we get a new relationship with our thoughts. Realizing, as I like to conjecture, mm-hmm. Most of the thoughts we have are not even our own. Now, who knows where they come from? That's why I say they're coming from the surrounding atmosphere, just like you think spirit spoke to you. Well, another thought can speak to you. And the important thing is that just because you have a thought that visits, does not make it the truth. You don't have to believe it. You don't have to identify with it. You don't have to own that thought in any way. This, what I'm distinguishing right now in this moment, will free you completely. It's not like you won't have a thought, Winifred, and you've maybe given such emotional resonance to that thought that you've had over and over again, you know, and what I call the wretched self syndrome, it's got to go, you know, all the, I'm not good enough, I don't know if I can do that, I'll never make it, what if I don't make it, and any variation on that theme that I jokingly call wretched self syndrome, is that we're in a time now where each one of us is needed on this planet. These systems and structures are born under the old limited way of thinking. They've brought us much genius and so much in our lives. It's not an either or. But now we're ready for the expansion. So if I were going to leave everyone with one message, it would be this, that each one of us is needed right now. Who you are, the talents, the genius that you've been born with, that I call your job on the planet with a capital J, that you're here to contribute to this time of transformation and transition. And it is making life brighter, to use your title of your show. It is, and your theme of your life, I think, to have things be brighter, better, awakened, to realize our connectedness, to realize the holistic and holographic nature of life, and to learn how we've been born with the capability to the creative substance. It's like our own clay of life is our own mind, to learn the faculties of mind, to learn these most advanced principles, and that most of all, we can make a literal quantum leap to the system that embraces us. So it's not like monitoring one thought at a time. Help. No, we can't do, imagine the agony of it.
Right.
Not to
right.
mention the impossibility, but to be able to embrace the system, the expanded world view. Mm-hmm. And allow ourselves to live in that genius that each of us are. That is our greatest contribution.
Thank you so much, Diane.
Living life consciously.
This has been really, really, really wonderful. Yes, like she said, live your life consciously. And if you want to learn more and understand these concepts and take in what she's telling us, please go get her book, Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That'll Rock Your World. It really is something to contemplate on every level. And so I want to thank you so much for coming and speaking with us today. This has been really amazing, and it fits right in with the theme of what we're doing, and you're right, making life brighter. So I ask everybody, what makes your life brighter?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
I thought you were asking your audience. First of all, thank you so much for allowing
You're
me
welcome.
To share this
it's
work.
Wonderful.
At least a little piece of it, right? But it's holographic, so people I know are really tuned in, because this is universal in each one of us. What makes my life brighter is the opportunity to be in conversations like this with you and with everyone in the conversation listening with us, because that is being whole. One conversation, listening is just as important as the speaking. Because we're reflecting one another back to each other.
It's
in
so wonderful. Thank you
like
so
these.
Much. I appreciate you being with us today, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk again in the future. And go ahead and find Diane's book, Do You Quantum Think? New Thinking That'll Rock Your World. And I just have a minute or two left, and I want to tell you all that next week I'm going to have a very special guest, Dr. Love. And if you haven't heard of Dr. Love, you can tune in to listen to a very interesting story about how she lost her love of her life, her husband, and how he stayed with her and she was given clear signs that he was with her every day and all through her life. It's absolutely amazing. It's a great story. So tune in next week to hear Dr. Love. And also I want to make a very special heartfelt tribute to Honor Church. She did readings for us on air last fall, and she passed away. And Honor is around and with us in spirit, and I can feel that, and I want to honor her work throughout her life because she gave hope to so many people. I had people write in to me after the show that listened to it. I didn't know them, and they heard the show, and they said, she's been reading me for years. This is amazing. She really gave a lot of hope to so many people, and she's now free in the other realm, and she's without pain and illness, and she's quite happy, I'm sure. So I just want to say what a beautiful soul she is, and that she gave so much to this world. So we love you, Honor, and we know that you're still with us, and I can still hear her voice in my head. It's amazing. Also, I told you last week about drones. I'm going to go do that tonight, so I'll stay tuned and keep you posted on what the legislation, you know, what legislation takes hold about this. I think it's a serious topic we need to address everywhere. So thank you again, everyone, for listening. Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter and making it a part of your world. I hope you go out and make someone else's life brighter today because your life is a little bit brighter. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Diane. And you stay tuned. We'll talk again next week, same time, same station, Making Life Brighter Radio right here.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us each week at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out.